This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. We'll get a few chances to wish on a falling star later this week. John Bell is director of IRSC's Hallstrom Planetarium. He joins us now. John, are we in for a treat the end of the week when it comes to the meteor shower?
I would say that there's good news and bad news. The good news is we're expecting a very good show from the Perseid meteors this year. The bad news is the moon gets in the way of the after midnight viewing because the moon is waning gibbous. That's when it's kind of egg-shaped. And it's going to be coming up around about the midnight hour during peak activity.
Not necessarily bad news for those of us who have trouble staying up so late. When is a good time to look skyward?
From 9 o'clock in the evening until about midnight, the views will be pretty good. But the upside of that is the meteors we do see coming in the evening hours are usually a little bit slower and sometimes more dramatic. So I would say, yeah, the nights of August 11th, the night of August 11th to the 12th is going to be the best night. But the 10th will be pretty good, too. And actually, the meteor shower is going on right now. It starts off nice and slow, and it takes up a good couple of weeks' worth of travel through this one section in our orbit that's just filled with all this comet dust.
So look up whenever we're out.
So, but I would say that some basic things you should do. First of all, if it's cloudy, go back inside. If it's raining, you can't see the meteor shower for a rain shower. The clouds are going to block your view. These shooting stars happen way up above the normal cloud level. So clouds will block your view, and there's nothing to see at that point. But if it's clear, find yourself a location where it's okay to be, that you've got permission to be there. Make sure that there are no hazards there, like don't set up your observing site on an anthill, for example. Make sure that there are no streetlights around. The streetlights are just going to completely destroy the view. So get to a place where it's dark, the skies are clear, and you want to face toward the east. The meteors are going to come out of the direction of the constellation Perseus, which is actually down below the northeast horizon before nighttime begins. So in the evening hours, the shooting stars are going to seem to shoot kind of upwards and southwards from the northeast.
And what are we seeing when we see shooting stars?
When you see the shooting stars, you're not seeing the particle itself. I mean, this is a bit of sand-sized or dust-sized particle. You can't see that when it's burning up 60 miles over your head. What you do see is the air that it's passing through being lit up by the heat of its passage. So the little bit of dust or debris burns up completely, vaporizes, but it heats up the air, and the air gives back that heat in the form of visible light, what we call the shooting star or falling star, or technically a meteor.
It's certainly spectacular.
It's a beautiful sight, and the Perseids has been a reliable, old faithful type of a meteor shower for years and years and years. There's records of them seeing them back in medieval times when they were known as the Tears of St. Lawrence, because the shower would always pick up around about the feast day of that martyr, August 10th. And so it's a long-lasting shower. The comet that made the particles that we sweep through is Comet Swift-Tuttle, which has made several passages through the solar system, and the debris field is spread out to provide us with basically a two-week opportunity to see some of the Perseids. But as I say, the night of August 11th, 12th is about the best.
And we might need to be just a little bit patient.
Your expectations are it's going to be like fireworks. And sometimes fireballs and the meteors associated with them can be very spectacular, but not always. It's not like choreographed. It's just you could go for minutes and minutes and minutes. You could go for half an hour and not see anything, and then suddenly you see one, two, three, four. So when you go out to observe the meteors, don't go out just for the shooting stars. Go out and just enjoy the night sky, the stars. See if you can recognize any constellations that are up there, or make up your own pretend constellations. Those are called asterisms.
We've been speaking with John Bell. He's the director of IRSC's Hallstrom Planetarium, telling us how to make our wishes come true. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.